In Northwest News from KPLU, the Seahawks get their first look at their newly drafted players this weekend in a three-day camp. This as one of those rookies continues to draw big scrutiny. Sports commentator Art Thiel says the Seahawks' choice of Frank Clark has sparked controversy and comparisons to troubled players they've selected in the past. Art, Frank Clark was arrested on a domestic violence charge for an altercation in November with his then-girlfriend, for which he was thrown off Michigan's team. That charge was reduced last month to disorderly conduct. The Seahawks took him with their first pick in the draft, which sparked a huge controversy. Will we ever know exactly what happened?
Well, we don't know right now, and it's very difficult to sort out what the Seahawks claim was a ton of research, yet we also have the police report that shows injuries to the victim that are consistent with an episode of domestic violence. It does look bad for both the young man, and certainly it looked bad for the woman, who said in the police report that she was punched. But now she does not say that, and that is backed up by the prosecutor in this case in Sandusky, Ohio, Lynn Gast King, who answered a question from the Seattle Times this week by saying, were there physical things going on between them? Yes, there was, but I don't think he punched her. And that is what Frank Clark is claiming, and that is what the Seahawks believe. Now, Gast King went on to say that as a prosecutor, I want to be perceptive to the fact that domestic violence is a very serious thing that needs to be dealt with, but I also am perceptive to the fact that two people can have an altercation that is not domestic violence. Every case you have to look at as a whole case, end quote. I can say that the Seahawks walked into a real storm of controversy with this pick, and it's hard to say right now whether the controversy is justified or this guy is deserving of a second chance.
Now, the Seahawks are on the record saying they wouldn't take anyone with an episode of domestic violence.
John Schneider in 2012 before the draft said it's a deal breaker, but now we're into this subject of parsing what constitutes domestic violence. That's what's so difficult about this. But last September, when the video was released on Ray Rice, the Baltimore Ravens running back who was accused of, and we saw, hit his then-fiancée, Pete Carroll said that he had a new enlightened awareness of what was going on. So for them to draft Frank Clark with this history was very surprising, and it sounds contradictory. I'd rather talk about another case with the Seahawks that illuminates the difficulty in trying to judge players like this, and that's the case of Percy Harvin.
So Percy Harvin, very talented player, the Seahawks traded him mid-season last year because they basically couldn't manage him, right?
Right, and they thought they could. They expended great treasure to the Minnesota Vikings, who had trouble with Percy. His University of Florida coach had trouble with Percy, both on anger issues, temper management. And the Seahawks said, we can deal with that. Pete Carroll has a great history of finding young men with troubled pasts and helps them get on course. But he's not perfect. The question is, does your reach exceed your grasp? In the Harvin case, it did not work out. Mike Holmgren, a former Seahawks coach who also took the Seahawks to the Super Bowl, had a couple of draftees that gave him a lot of problems. Tight end Jeremy Stevens and wide receiver Corin Robinson, who really couldn't get it together and could not be productive. I'm not saying that's the case with Frank Clark, but it is a cautionary tale. And I think the Seahawks overreached on this one, but I also think that they've come to great success because they've managed people very well. So it's a matter of, do you trust them in light of the Harvin episode? We're just going to have to see.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.